The mugging of America begins every December with what I call the Jewish War on Christmas. The main muggers are three Jewish groups: the ACLU, led by Stephen Shapiro; the ADL, led by Abe Foxman; and the American Federation of Teachers, led by Jewish lesbian Randy Weingarten. The ACLU forces towns across America to take down Merry Christmas signs, whose finances pale before the bulging coffers of the ACLU, largely funded by Jewish billionaire George Soros. The ADL voiced its December Dilemma program on our public schools, removing even the slightest mention of Christmas. The name of Christ has been stolen from our children's lips, but Happy Hanukkah gets a free pass. And the AFT installed the atheist policy of the Soviet Union, replacing Christmas break with winter break. But somehow there's no December dilemma for the Jews every year with their 40-foot Hanukkah menorah on the White House lawn. It's the Jewish mugging of Christmas. The foundation of our strength as a nation has been eradicated. A morally corrupted nation is a helpless target. No match for Jewish muggers. And now the mugging of our money is the Jews' latest assault on our hapless country. The former governor of the Bank of Israel, Stanley Fisher, a dual citizen of Israel and America, whose loyalties are obvious, will soon be joining Janet Yellen, the third Jew in a row to chair the Fed, as vice chairman. Two Jews will now be gouging us with interest on the Fed's loans to the U.S. Gov. It's a happy Hanukkah wish come true for American Jewry. Now that we've all been mugged, you'll love the movie Death Wish. Charles Bronson plays an architect working in Manhattan who's suddenly transformed into a vigilante after his daughter is raped and wife is murdered by muggers, making himself an easy mark by flashing cash and sitting alone in subway cars late at night. Bronson sets the trap and the muggers take the bait. The cops finally catch up with him, and after promising to reform his ways, for he did act in self-defense, he's sent to Chicago with a brand new job. It's a classic closing scene.
Welcome to Chicago, sir. Did you have a nice trip?
Yeah, it was okay.
Good, good. I found a nice apartment for you. Hope you're going to like it. It's on the Lakeshore Drive. You have a view of Lake Michigan, morning sun. We've got your office ready, too. There's a private golf club we can play. Listen, I think you'll enjoy it here.
Excuse me.
So next time you hear Happy Holidays, or even Happy Hanukkah, you'll know you're being mugged. Just say, excuse me, and go like this.